AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Sad news from the baseball world. New York Yankees Hall of Fame catcher Yogi Berra has died. The AP Sagar Magani reports the general public may know Berra more for his famous sayings.
It ain't over till it's over. It's deja vu all over again. It gets late early out here, all considered Yogiisms. Berra said some of the famous lines attributed to him are true, but he never actually uttered others. What he did do on the field was win a record 10 World Series with the Yankees and become the American League's most valuable player three times.
Yogi Berra, dead at 90. Pope Francis' first full day in the U.S. will include a White House welcome, a Popemobile parade, and a canonization mass. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan tells CBS that Francis comes here as a spiritual leader with down-to-earth messages.
Even though he doesn't come as a politician or as an economist, obviously in the articulation of basic biblical principles, and he's a pro at that, there's going to be some implications for the economy, for the environment, for morality, for politics.
Mayor Eric Garcetti says Los Angeles is making an unprecedented declaration.
The homeless crisis, an emergency.
Numbers show the city's homeless population has increased more than 10% over 2 years. Garcetti, as heard on KNBC, says the city will spend $100 million on the problem.
We're going to learn who you are, learn what your needs are, and make sure we go to the most vulnerable first.
The CEO of Volkswagen has apologized for the deception under his leadership. The company admits putting stealth software in vehicles to evade emissions controls. Jim Henry of Auto Finance News says this might not placate VW diesel owners.
The technology is one of the reasons why they bought it, and then come to find out that there's something funny about the technology. There's going to be a real, there's a lot of cause for buyer's remorse there.
Veterans Affairs whistleblowers tell a Senate panel that they're still being punished.
VA whistleblowers from across the country say supervisors have not been held accountable in the year since a health care scandal broke within the department. Shay Wilkes, who works at a VA hospital in Louisiana, says until whistleblowers are protected, quote, the true depth of the corruption within the VA will not be known.
AP correspondent Tim McGuire. The Milwaukee County Zoo has welcomed its first baby giraffe since 2003. Curator Tim Wild.
Baby's a boy. He weighed about 157 pounds when on his first day exam. It's all everybody's first here. First for the father, first for the mother, and the first one in 12 years. So a lot of us who are working here, it's our first too.
NATO says one of its soldiers has been killed in an attack near a major airbase in eastern Afghanistan. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.